Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, there's this new documentary that's out today, tomorrow, actually, called Hired Gun. And it's about famous side players in bands, okay? And they got a couple of the guys in Billy Joel's band, Liberty DeVito, who was his longtime drummer. And then they had a falling out, and he's no longer in there. So anyways, Liberty DeVito and this guitarist, Russell Javors, who was in Billy's band for a long time. I don't know how you say his name. They both kind of slammed Billy Joel in this documentary. The documentarian says she used to love Billy Joel, but she lost respect for Billy after finding out how shabbily the key players of his studio and touring band claimed they were treated upon being let go. She says, I was such a fan of his because he's a great performer and songwriter, but when I heard of what he did to people he had worked with since they were teenagers, he'd worked with these people, and then left them out in the cold, I thought it was heartless. Liberty DeVito, Billy's longtime drummer, said, if Billy is the father, the parent of those hit songs, I'm at least the uncle. He says that switching the original reggae beat of Only the Good Die Young to a shuffle as featured on the final version, as you know it, he says that, that was his idea. And he said he had a bunch of other ones that Billy used. So Liberty DeVito, this guy Russell, and Richie Cannata, I remember that name.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
They now all perform in a Billy Joel cover band called the Lords of 52nd Street. So that's what they're out there, and they do. And they are just, you know, they were hired guns. There was never ever really a Billy Joel band. This reminds me of a story I didn't tell from the Van Halen book. Written by the manager. And it's about Michael Anthony. When they went into, just before they made the 1984 album, or when they were making the 1984 album, this is when Eddie and David Lee Roth's egos really started getting out of control. They came to the manager and they said, hey, you know, Michael Anthony, everything was divided four ways.
Yeah, all the songwriting credits, everything with Van
Halen
was
four ways. They said, no more with Michael Anthony getting the same cut that we get. No more. He gets no cuts anymore. We want him.
He gets standard, what is it, you know.
He gets nothing. He gets nothing. They just gave him money for studio time, and they gave him money for, you know, when he would go out and tour. He got no more royalties. They completely wrote him out of everything. From that point forward, they wrote him out of all that stuff. They didn't give him anything. They said, he didn't do anything. The fact of the matter is, Alex did the same amount that Michael Anthony did, really, in the band, as far as writing the songs and everything else, but no one was going to tell Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, his brother's taking not, Alex's
yeah,
stuff.
His brother's getting cut out, too. So they just cut Michael Anthony right out of that deal. So,
I think once Sammy got back in, it went back to four, and they split it up four ways.
They put him back in?
I think so.
Yeah. And that was a rough thing that they did to Michael Anthony there. And Michael Anthony just took it. What's he going to do, you know? Sad story about Johnny Galecki. You know, the guy from Big Bang Theory. He's one of the more popular nerds on the show. I forget do you know his name on the show?
It's not Sheldon. It's not Leonard.
Right. It's the guy that gets the girl. Who's the...
Yeah, it's Penny.
It's the guy that gets Penny. Whoever that guy is. Whatever his character. Anyways... His house burned, and, you know, they're having those wildfires in Southern California, and his house burned to the ground Monday night. About 190 miles from Los Angeles, a 1,200-acre fire out there, and it just took his place down completely. Bill Cosby is not going to do those town hall events after all. Somebody
has talked some sense into him.
Bill Cosby's claiming... His statement was, the current propaganda that I'm going to conduct a sexual assault tour is false. Well, that came from his own spokespeople were saying that, you know?
Johnny was Leonard. Johnny is Leonard.
He's Leonard? Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Penny's boyfriend.
And then finally, Johnny Depp, you know, he's got all these money problems, and his manager is out there saying, Johnny Depp was overspending like a madman. We tried to tell him not to do it anymore. We tried to tell him, listen, you're having money issues. You got to cut back, and he would never cut back. He says he's got email. He's got email from Johnny Depp admitting to all this stuff. But Johnny Depp drew a line when he was told he had to cut back. He said he would not give up his plane. Johnny Depp called the prospect of flying commercial an effing nightmare of monumental proportions.
Ain't gonna do it.
Well, apparently he has to now. He's in that dire straits with his money. That's the trash.